For KAXE News, I'm Emma Crabb with the Up North Report. The U.S. Forest Service has lifted some campground restrictions in Superior National Forest. In a news release Wednesday, the Forest Service reports it will lift its ban on all burning to allow campfires in designated areas in campgrounds. Staff for the Forest Service added that backcountry campsites, including all areas in the boundary waters, will remain under a full campfire ban. On Tuesday, the Forest Service also announced it would reopen Trails End Campground, which borders the boundary waters, because of no recent wildfire spread in the area. According to the Forest Service, the risk for wildfire across northern Minnesota remains moderate to high. After nearly 20 years of substantial deficits and controversy surrounding the Sanford Event Center, the Bemidji City Council may be bringing management of the center in-house. Larissa Donovan has more.
The contract between the city and management company ASM, now known as Legends Global, expires in March 2027. The contract with the New York-based firm has been in place since 2022, following the city ending its contract with Iowa-based VenueWorks. During a Monday work session, the council discussed three potential options: renewing the contract with Legends Global, a hybrid management option where some aspects of running the center would be contracted out or completely taking on management in-house. Over the years, leadership of the regional event center was marked by high turnover, with executive directors getting fired, resigning, and even getting a felony theft conviction for misusing public funds. Bemidji Mayor George Prince says the city does not have that type of turnover, and that bringing the Sanford Center's finances in-house would be a top priority to him.
When you farm out your finance, that's what you potentially open yourself up to.
The city's overall investment into the Sanford Center is around $120 million. Despite frequent use as a convention center, City Manager Rich Spitzka notes only three Sanford Center concerts took place last year. By contrast, Mankato's city-run center put on 18. Prince and Spitzka say there have not yet been any direct conversations between the city and Legends Global about the expiring contract. This would be the next step before any formal vote. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
As Talon Metals eyes a mine in the McGregor area, Indigenous community members led a 13-mile water walk in prayer for the nearby Mississippi watershed. Stella Meyerhoff was there and has more.
Early Saturday morning, a crowd gathered at Big Sandy Lake in McGregor to offer prayers for the water surrounding the proposed Talon Metals mine. Then they journeyed to Tamarack. The women took turns walking a mile carrying a bucket of water. The men held an eagle staff behind them for protection. They moved continuously as they traveled, just as water flows.
Every step is a prayer. It was a way to pray for the water, Manoman, the fish, every living being in this area, because it is under a threat.
Leanna Goose helped organize the walk. She said that along the way, they were reminded of what's at stake.
We saw the butterflies, the bees. We saw otter this morning. We saw a flock of geese crossing the road, and it was just a really beautiful example, you know, of what we're fighting to protect.
Goose is concerned that the mine could not only harm the local community, but have widespread impact.
This is the Mississippi River watershed. It's a water that provides drinking water to millions of people downstream, and it cannot become a sacrifice zone.
Jessica Johnson is the external affairs manager at Talon Metals. She said that the proposed project has safety and the environment in mind.
The design itself is all revolved around safety for the environment, but also safety for the employees.
But many of those attending the water walk have their doubts. Dawn Goodwin participated to support Sandy Lake and the people who live nearby. She calls the plan foolish and short-sighted.
No mine like this has been non-toxic.
The public comment period on the environmental assessment for the proposed Tamarack mining project closes September 14th. Stella Meyerhoff, Report for America Corps member for KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Emma Crabb, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.